More Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, on a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon, October 22nd, 2019. Year is rapidly winding down. I mean, look back a year ago, how fast this year has progressed. So here it is, the end of the era almost. We're beyond the last 90 days of the year. So clearly defined 90-day game plan. Well, you're under the 90-day game plan. Welcome to Facebook Live, Jeffrey Combs, More Heart Than Talent. Hosting this, what originally was a conference call back in 1998, then moved into a podcast and is now a Facebook Live. So 22 years I've been hosting a call or a Facebook Live, and this Facebook Live is recorded and available on podcast on goldenmastermind.com. So you can find a whole history of calls going back into the 2000s. A guest I've had on this, what once was a call, and Facebook Live, I've had Jim Rohn, Dr. Joe Dispenza, John Assaraf, Mark Victor Hansen, Brian Tracy, and a whole host, Ed Griffin, author of Creature from Jekyll Island, many, many, many millionaires, transformation speakers, quantum healers have been guests on this Facebook Live. I haven't had any guests since I changed the format, but that will soon change as we move into being able to attract to our reality more quality, like-minded success and quantum healers. So if you're on this Facebook Live today, this is a very unique Facebook Live because this is on esteem, self-esteem, no hyphen, self-esteem, regard for self. Now I canceled the event for New Jersey this next Saturday, November 2nd, because I'm going to combine December 14th and November 2nd. One of my databases had an event that weekend that I was unaware of, so the attendance would have been affected on November 2nd, so I'm going to combine that on December 14th. Diane Hunt will be the host of the event Saturday, December 14th. That will be in the White Plains, Rye Brook area of New York. So I'll be going back to Saddlebrook later or early in 2020. And then I'm also going to be doing an event at the very end of this year in Los Angeles, either the last weekend of Los Angeles or first weekend of January. Content for today's Facebook Live is esteem, regard for self. Now, there's a distinction between self-confidence and self-esteem. So that many people confuse them and think that they're the same situation. Confidence is how you feel about something. You can be confident and competent, but still lack esteem. You can be skilled and still lack esteem. I mean, look how many professional athletes are very skilled in their profession, and then they get DUIs, they get drunken arrest, they have domestic violence charges, and many, many other situations. Tiger Woods is a perfect case in point. Passed out at a traffic light on pharmaceutical medication and also had other addictions. I mean, and there's a guy who's really at the top of his game over the annals of his career. He's been a top tier, like one of the world's greatest golfers of all time. Lee Steinberg, the very first sports agent, became a multi-millionaire, went bankrupt several years ago. I mean, it happens to many, many good people that they have events that shape feelings that create anxiety, fear, and doubt that affects esteem. Now, being esteemed is not a contradiction. Being esteemed is an asset. Being esteemed is being lovable, good enough, capable, and being able to love yourself free of criticism. Now, there's a separation between honesty and criticism. So you can do this. You can be honest without being critical, but you can't be honest and be critical in the same situation because it'll affect your esteem. As you be and stay esteemed, meaning that you're good enough, that you're capable, you don't require permission from your parents, from your brother, your sister, you don't require anyone in your circle of influence. And being in esteem doesn't mean I don't care what other people think about me. I mean, that's too black and white. Esteem is more flexible. In esteem, you have a level of flexibility that you're able to adapt and adjust. Confidence has to have a winner and a loser. Confidence oftentimes is a force and a counterforce. And I've seen many people who climb mountains, they run races, they run marathons to build their self-confidence. But if you have to do something to think you're gaining esteem, that's not esteem, that's self-confidence. If you have to go out and accomplish consciousness, meaning that your ego is driven by accomplishments. I mean, that gives you the feel-good feeling. That gives you the cardio cocktail that says, I'm good enough. Well, for a fleeting second, it will. I mean, that accomplishments are important when it comes to goal setting, but accomplishments are not esteem. Esteem stands alone. Esteem requires no outside influence. Esteem is self, and self doesn't require anything other than self-love. Now, outside love, a soulmate, a teammate, a significant other, loving you can enhance your love, but your love is not dependent upon the other one. This is the true form of detachment. So you can love someone and still be detached, meaning that, and this is this area, the gray area that many people have challenges with. So if someone decided to leave you or they had an affair, you wouldn't say, you had an affair on me. You would say, you had an affair. Because esteem wouldn't acknowledge that it was me. Now, in esteem, you would also acknowledge that you may have had a role in it. You may have been emotionally unavailable. You may not have been checked into that relationship. But if you were in esteem, you would be in the right relationship. You would be in a relationship that fosters esteem. And you're able to adapt and adjust quickly. And when you're prospecting, building a business, building a team, self-esteem is imperative because people are going to come and go. If you own a business, there's going to be transit, there's going to be transitions, it's going to be transitory. The products of the customers and the teammates will shift and move. They'll find other ventures, other shiny objects, other situations to focus on. And if they leave, they're not leaving you, they're leaving. But when you put yourself in it, when you make yourself about it, and when you say to someone, I want you to join my team, you would be really good at this. Well, you're telegraphing your low self-esteem because you're making it about you. And it's not about you, it's about them. And so you, in detachment, you can separate yourself from that. And then if someone doesn't buy, doesn't join, doesn't purchase the product, doesn't join your culture, doesn't accept your offer, it's not about you. And it's not really about them, it's about whatever it's about, and esteem can filter that out. Esteem doesn't have to figure it out. Esteem doesn't have to make sense of it. If you continually use communication style, does that make sense? Does that make sense? That's not self-esteem. That's your analytical egoic mind that constantly has to know the outcome before you start. Because consciousness does not make sense. Consciousness is understanding. There's a separation between understanding and making sense. Making sense is creating pennies. Understanding is consciousness. That's understanding, knowing, that's insight, that's inner wisdom, that's inner knowing, that's trust, and that's awareness. Now, in that state of awareness, that's consciousness, that's esteem. And that esteem consciousness does not get rejected, abandoned, neglected, does not feel resentful, does not get pissed off, angry, and tends to not get overwhelmed. Esteem tends to be more organized, more disciplined, and is self-sufficient. Esteem thrives on self. It doesn't have to have any outer influence, although outer influences can enhance esteem, but once again, esteem is not dependent on any other influence except self, without feeling selfish. Now, if you've been conditioned with guilt to feel selfish, or if guilt has been used to control you, then you will have challenges with esteem. I just recently coached someone. I said, What is the one area you want to improve on? She goes, I just want to make other people happy. I go, well, that's freaking great, dude, but that's not really what I'm asking you. I feel the best when I'm helping people. Okay, I understand that. But in context, that means her identity is based on other people's feelings. And so she tends to loan money, give money away, rescue people. She lives in rescue consciousness. And these are codependent tendencies. Very common. It's a very common commonality in America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England, the English-speaking countries. And then it's also around the world. We're taught that it's better to give than receive. And we're taught that blood is thicker than water and you should stay by your family. And a lot of dogma that we end up believing, then we end up being emotionally addicted to a set of feelings. And we keep going back to the very perpetrators who violated us, wondering why my life isn't good. Well, in clarity, you'd be able to see the situation for what it is. If you're from a very dysfunctional family, you would start to have a better understanding. Clarity is that surrounding myself in this level of dysfunction without being able to detach from it, I'm going to be emotionally addicted to this because I'm going to get violated, traumatized, neglected, abandoned, rejected to fulfill the same feelings of dysfunction I grew up in. Now, you can be in recovery and separate your feelings from that dysfunction. You can actually still be in a relationship with people, provided you're able to detach from it without personalizing their comments, their transgressions, and the events that used to shape your feelings. In that separation, now you're in esteem. Esteem does not get rejected, abandoned, neglected. Esteem does not feel resentful. Because in self-esteem, you can separate your feelings from the facts. You have a better understanding of the whole picture. You're able to easily and effortlessly let go, meaning separate feelings from events, past, present, and then there's none of the future have happened. So esteem doesn't worry about the future because esteem is esteem. Esteem is here. Esteem is now. Esteem does not have conflict because esteem doesn't recognize it. Esteem is peace. It's love. Now, someone may try to beat you up and you would defend yourself, but yourself is, that doesn't mean you're going to win the conflict, but you, in esteem, you wouldn't personalize that. You wouldn't hate on that person. You would understand that in true humility, you can't be humiliated. And you would understand that person has its own set of challenges and you would be able to move on without seeking revenge. That would be self-esteem. And self-esteem doesn't have to get even. Self-esteem doesn't plot someone's demise. Self-esteem doesn't waste time being overwhelmed. Self-esteem gravitates to love. Self-esteem gravitates to power. Power is non-linear. It's not physical. Power is not force. Power is energy. And that type of power stands alone. It has no conflict. That kind of power is called charisma. It's called joy. It's called bliss. It's called love. And in that type of energy, you'll attract your reality at a much higher level of energy on a more frequent occlusal occurrence. People of like mind as vendors, contractors, employees, teammates, and soulmates. This will begin to show up differently. There'll be a different level of ease. And when you really start to move into that in the zone, now I'm in it today. I was in it last night. I'm in it frequently. It's hands-free. It's like this. There's no hands-on. I'm not pissed off. I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about a health challenge. I'm not worried about flying at the end of the week. I'm here and I'm now. Now, this is accessible to all. This is called the present. It's not somewhere you go. It's a place that I am. It's not outside of you. It's inside of you. That's esteem. So coupled with being present here and now, being lovable, being capable, what does it mean to be lovable? It means that you're not critical of yourself. It means you can own your mistakes. I mean, here's what I did. I was an addict for 14 years. I was a drug addict, alcoholic, sex addict, pathological liar, serial cheater. That's five different modalities of addiction. But it all comes down to one set of events. So the events are what shape the feelings. It creates the emotions that the ego requires to stuff the feelings. Now, in going through the 12 steps of recovery, in several different programs of recovery, through Al-Anon, Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, and the steps are very similar, but I've been through them numerous times. And in looking at that objectively, with rigorous honesty, asking for forgiveness and acceptance, and accepting self for what I did, forgiving self for what I did, elevating consciousness, not feeling guilty, not feeling shame, but acknowledging, being absolutely clear that I did this. These are the situations I did. And in asking for forgiveness, if someone doesn't forgive me, they're not rejecting me. They hold the grudge because I earned it. And if they don't forgive me, I understand that. But this would be esteem. And if someone doesn't buy from you, they're not rejecting you. Esteem doesn't recognize that. Esteem picks right back up and keeps moving. It has its own momentum, its own centrifugal energy. It's in a move forward state. Esteem isn't anchored anywhere because esteem can move. Esteem is conscious, so it can move and adapt and adjust in a very flexible body. Esteem de-ages you because you're not in worry, you're not in overwhelm, you're not in anxiety, you're not holding on to the past or pretty little pets who are not rewarding you for your service. Esteem is not codependent. Esteem is independent. Esteem is independent of any outside influence other than self. This is why someone in esteem can be completely self-sufficient, self-reliant. Many people look at him, oh, he's a hermit. He's an introvert. Not necessarily. I mean, this is a person who's very comfortable with self, can go to movies by self, can go to dinner by self. But once again, esteem can also access love because esteem is love. So esteem is comfortable with love or comfortable without love because esteem is love. And in that state, it gives you so much flexibility that someone can say, I'm leaving, and you can go, I understand. No, I'm leaving you. I understand. No, I want an argument. I am not in a position to argue. You're an ass. I understand. See, that esteem would not fall prey to that kind of conflict. Someone who was in a conflict consciousness, esteem would neutralize the situation, because esteem essentially is humility. Esteem can recognize someone and feel compassion for someone who's hateful, hurtful. Esteem can neutralize that situation, not personalize it, either go around it, go over it, or just stand static and let the energy flow through it. That would be esteem. Now, how do I develop my esteem? Well, you develop esteem by letting go. And you understand esteem by reading a book called Letting Go by David Hawkins, Power Versus Force, Transcending Levels of Consciousness, Healing and Recovery, Eye of Eye. These are six of Hawkins' books. You would read a book called Codependent No More. You would find a book called Exploring the Zone by Redfield and Larry Miller. There's another book called In the Zone. You would find Dr. John DeMartini's book called The Breakthrough Factor. You would read one of Asaraf's books called The Street Kid's Guide to Having It All and The Answer. You'd start to access some of Dr. Joe Dispenza's content called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. You'd watch Bruce Lipton videos like I was watching yesterday. Lipton has some great content. He wrote the book Biology of Belief in the late 2000s, another great book. You'd read books by Fred Allen Wolf, who was featured in the movie What the Bleep. And so as you start to understand quantum physics, brain chemistry, addictions, emotions, energy, and how to move energy and move yourself into consciousness, that becomes esteem in a very relaxed body. You stop asking this question, how do I? Those of you who have coached with me for a number of years seldom ever ask me the how do I questions, because you know that I'm going to ask you, why do you? It's never how, it's why. Why do you do what you do? If you don't understand why you do what you do, then you'll do this. You'll process, you'll think, you'll analyze, you'll keep wondering, worrying, trying to figure it out, trying to make sense of it all, exhausting self to stay disappointed, frustrated, and not able to figure it out. Esteem does not get exhausted. Someone who is esteemed, because self-esteem is not something you possess, it's not something you hold, it's an I am state. Someone who's an I am state of self-esteem has high energy. Now they're going to have high influence because they are very comfortable. They walk into a room and people feel them. It's like you feel the light come in, you feel the breeze come in, because that person is very comfortable, not cocky, not arrogant, but with a very relaxed swagger, someone who just is. That's someone who lives in isness. And that person doesn't have to explain themselves, because there's no explanation necessary, because they live in a place, well, it is, that's what it is, and this is who I am. And they don't have to explain who they are or what is, because they know. Now, someone who really knows is called woke. And people who become woke start to understand consciousness in a different level. They aren't seduced by the news. They don't watch CNN. And when they do, they understand what's actually going on with these situations. And they tend to have a lot higher level of consciousness, awareness, understanding. And this type of person is absolutely the type of person you want in your team, because they can operate independently of any dependence. They're the kind of person who can create their own system and produce results. They can create their own culture and their own team, because they're not dependent upon you. They're independent, and they can create their own outcomes, cultures. They're innovative and creative and are very self-reliant. So self will show up frequently in their communication style without being selfish. They don't acknowledge being selfish because it doesn't register. When someone is self-disciplined, self-reliant, self-directed, has self-esteem, that is the type of person who will tend to create results a lot more easily and effortlessly, and won't live in the neocortex of the analytical egoic mind, wondering, processing, thinking, analyzing, trying to figure out, trying to make sense of it. And when you're able to let go, letting go is your ability to separate your feelings from the events. When you let go of being perfect, being right, knowing all the outcomes before they happen, then your energy shifts and you start to elevate yourself into consciousness. You move from anxiety, fear, and doubt into a state of courage, into the bottom of consciousness, into a no state. So getting to know thyself, who am I? Well, that's for you to determine who you are. Only you can determine that. When someone's complimenting you, accept them. You're an exceptional human being. Well, I'm trying. Is that what it is? Is it trying or is it, are you committing? There's a big difference between trying and committed. And esteem tends to hold, esteem does not hold itself back. Esteem is an energy that moves forward. It doesn't have to figure situations out. It navigates the present, not worried about the future, focusing on results, solutions, and relaxation. And as you move into that state of consciousness and awareness, you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. And in that state of being, you have a high attractor factor. You'll attract your reality more frequently in an aligned state, meaning right down here, like right this. In an aligned state, you'll attract your reality in a higher law of averages, people to foster purpose, cause, and meaning. And so when you start to be purpose-driven, that's esteem. It means you understand your purpose. Most importantly, you know who you are. Unfortunately, most of society around the world will go to the grave not ever really having a relationship with themselves. They try and relate to others and spend their time trying to fix others, trying to enable, over-obligate, do more for others than do for themselves so they can deflect from self. Self does not deflect from self because self is self. Self knows who self is because self is self. Without an explanation. For someone goes, well, who are you? You'd say, I'm comfortable. Well, what does that mean? It means exactly what it means. I'm comfortable with who I am. Well, that's not good enough for me. Well, then that's up to you. I'm going to move on. So and that's, self doesn't argue with someone else's ego. Someone else's ego that wants conflict, self doesn't recognize that. Self understands quickly in humility that this person wants conflict. I'm not volunteering. You can find someone else to be your counterforce. I'm power. But self doesn't explain these situations. What most of society does, and when asked a question, they go into a drunkalogue, an explanation, an excuse-a-logue, a story-a-logue, a whole diatribe of content unrelated to the very question that just got asked. I watch it every single day, and I will say, that's not the question I ask you. Oh, this is very prevalent and very frequent that a large percent of society lives in an overwhelmed body. Now, I'm just looking at who we have online here today. A lot of familiar faces, a lot of long-time familiar faces going way back. Thank you for being on Facebook Live here today. So as you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, that's the separation you begin to create. Some of you that I have coached are starting to separate yourself from your family, your work environment. You're starting to separate yourself from toxic, negative people who want to suck the life out of you. You're starting to detach from situations that aren't healthy. You're starting to elevate your consciousness. You're not responding to threats and provocations that people are looking for so they can be in conflict. You're having a better understanding of why people do what they do, and you understand predictability. And you're not seducible. You don't get seduced into conflict. I mean, this is what real recovery is, and that's where esteem is. And as you begin to be self, I am self. So there's a book called I Am, and I started saying this many years ago, I am that I am, and I know what I know. And I have a pack of affirmation cards where there's a couple of those affirmations about I am and I know. When you know, you don't have to explain to other people who don't know, because if you do try and explain, they won't know because they want an answer that can't be answered because they want to continue to stay in a figure out mode rather than accept. When you can accept self for who self is, then you are self. But if you don't know who you are and you keep looking for where you are out there, well, you're not going to find yourself out there because being yourself is right in here. It's in your body. It's in your heart. It's in your consciousness. It's who I am. It's who I'm being. It's not what you do because that's what you do for a vocation. If you're an attorney, that's not your identity unless you make yours. You go, I'm a lawyer. Well, that's not who you are. That's a vocation. Well, that's all I know. Well, that's unfortunately what many people are, is they are their vocation. Without their vocation, they have no identity. So when they retire, quit, get fired, laid off, bought off, go out of business, etc., sell the business, then they have no identity, and then they have to make themselves busy. Now, when I retire, I promise you, I won't be looking for things to do. I won't be starting another business when I retire from business. I won't be building charities and villages. I'll be relaxing. I will be so relaxed and liberated to be retired. I mean, I love who I am and what I do, but I could still love who I am without doing what I do. Because I don't require outside influence to occupy self. And in that state of awareness, then there's no worry about the future. Because the future hasn't even happened, because that's a mystery. Yesterday is history and has no bearing on who you are today unless you give it power. And when you give yesterday history, now you're not good enough. And as you begin to separate your feelings from the events that shape them, then that's what letting go is. And that's what elevates consciousness. That's acceptance, forgiveness, awareness, understanding, knowing, and then the action that will create the result for you to live the life that you're capable of living. And so there's going to be a certain number of hours in the day you produce, and a certain number of years that you produce. But there's also going to be a place where you want to be able to walk away from it all, because that's not your identity. You are you and you are free. And when you are you or you are free, then that is self-esteem and you are self. If you have not taken advantage of a free 20-minute coaching call, I offer free 20-minute calls to first-time callers who are considering hiring me to be their coach. You can go into Facebook Messenger, send me a message. I will return your request immediately. And if you are a former coaching client and would like to find out more about my coaching offers that I offer for previous clients, I have an exceptional value proposition for former clients or present clients that I'm operating only if you request it. Now, that's by request only if you're a former or existing client. If you want to coach with me into next year, I have a unique marketing proposition, UMP. And it's so good to see some of you on today's Facebook Live that I have not seen for many, many years even. And I see my good friend, Mr. T.C. Bradley. Real quickly before I wrap up here today, T.C. and I are like this. So T.C., if I had a brother, if T.C. and I go back so far, like so far, T.C. Bradley is going to be speaking at the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. T.C. was my upline in 1996 in a direct sales company when I was $100,000 in credit card debt. So he got to watch the whole transition of what actually happened in that 28 months that he and I were connected by that business. TC and I went separate ways. TC went on to be the best-selling author of God Made Millionaire, a miraculous human being that I have the privilege of having sharing the stage with in November. TC also took my book Breakthrough Factor to bestseller 1 year ago in November in two different categories. And if I want to be on any television station in America, I'm going to be calling TC because he is the man who has that connection. TC, I'm going to be calling you. I want to be in one of the Fox stations very soon. And thank you very much, everyone. I appreciate Facebook Live this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. This call is recorded, available on playback, on podcast tomorrow, free 20-minute coaching for first time, or if you haven't coached with me for a long time and you're still considering it, you want to refresh, contact me. Have a great afternoon. Love you, everyone. Bye.